Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker, and I'm ready to make jewelry at my hometown. At 736, we welcome to the program Jack Erickson, Sales and Sponsorship Director of the famous, beautiful, gorgeous Rialto Square Theater. Good evening, Jack, and welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time to be with us this evening.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you. And, wow, what an introduction. You nailed it with the Rialto.
Well, I confirmed with some friends of mine today. It was quite a while ago. I think it was sometime in the mid-90s. And Joliet, correct me if I'm wrong, it was getting near New Year's, or it was New Year's Eve, and there was this effort to make it a fun, non-alcohol, family-oriented holiday. And I had a band at the time called Landecker and the Legends. And we were hired to play at the Rialto.
Really?
And yeah. And we did, and it was fabulous, with one little problem, and that was me.
Yeah.
Don't ever consume a huge meal before attempting to perform in front of an audience. And
uh-oh.
I had this gigantic dinner. I don't know what I was thinking. And I waddled out there, and let's just say I was battling digestion during the entire event. Rialto is at 102 North Chicago Street. The box office is 815-726-6600. It's got an unbelievable history there, opening, I believe, on May 24th, 1926.
Correct.
And still going strong, and you've got a fine list of upcoming events. You know, tell us what you'd like to tell us about the Rialto, the events, the theater, the ambiance. You know, what do you like about it so much?
Well, first of all, I grew up, I've lived in Joliet my whole life, and I grew up going to the Rialto in the late 60s and the 70s. Mm-hmm. And back then, John, it was primarily, at that point, a movie theater.
Right.
A beautiful movie theater, but it was primarily a movie theater. And when it first opened, as you said, in 1926, it was more or less a vaudeville house. And then that, you know, things obviously change as time goes on, and they had acts like, a little bit before my time, but Bob Hope and the Marx Brothers and things like that. And then, as I said, and it was quite the place. I mean, I've come across pictures of some of these, you know, Count Basie and just phenomenal stars. But as I said, back in the 60s and 70s, it went primarily movie house, and things have turned around. Actually, in the early 80s, John, it almost was torn down for a parking lot, believe it or not. And a local woman spearheaded a movement to raise money, and one thing led to another, obviously saved it. But it was very close to being torn down. And if you've ever been here, obviously you have from what you just
said. Yes, I have, yeah.
The story. You know the beauty of it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I've been here since 2016, and I've run into people and greeting people as they come in, as I do, and that have been to theaters not only in our area, the Chicago Theater and others downtown, but around the world. And they flat out say this is one of the most beautiful theaters in the world. And again, if you've not been here, you should stop by. And this is the perfect time during the holidays when you to see it decorated. It's just amazing, and we have such a variety of entertainment here. There's truly something for everybody. Tonight we have Thursdays. We typically have one a month, a movie, and tonight's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
And,
that's
one of
great. My favorites.
Yeah.
But, other things. It's not just for shows. I mean, we have dance recitals. Those have been going on for years. We have high school graduations here. They've had proms here. What's relatively more popular the last several years is we have weddings here, to the point where it's unusual if there's a weekend we don't have a wedding here. And what's become popular is weddings on stage now.
Oh, I'll bet.
we have orchestra pit that lowers, of course, and the bride will come down the center aisle, and the orchestra pit, a lot of times, if they choose to do it, will raise with the wedding party and the groom as she walks down the center aisle. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And just a little side note of that one time that I was out there with the band as, you know, quote unquote, a performer. You know, you go backstage and you have dressing rooms, and I went into the dressing room that I was told to go into, and I went, really? This is for me? This place is gorgeous. I mean, I'm just like walking around this gigantic dressing room going, wow, you know, I must be in the big time now, because this is...
I don't know if you remember, John, from back in the 90s when you said you were here, but in the area of the green room and the dressing rooms,
yeah,
there's been a tradition forever of stars signing the walls. And, I mean, you can look around. When I say signing the walls, I mean the stage door entrance, the stairway going down to the dressing rooms, the green room. You'd be hard-pressed not to find some signatures of a long, long-ago star, and just your mouth drops, where it's like,
yeah,
are you kidding? You know, because, again, it's been around forever.
I was looking at some of the upcoming events, a Charlie Brown Christmas on November 23rd, a Teddy Bear Tea on the 26th, and a production of The Nutcracker coming up on November 28th. Those are some very impressive holiday family-oriented activities.
Yeah, what we have, John, during the holidays, and it begins actually this coming Monday, it's our foundation puts on Home for the Holidays at the Rialto, it's called. And so there's different events. The kickoff, as I said, is this coming Monday, and it's a Very Merry Christmas, a Very Merry Rialto Christmas, and we have an orchestra there, and then it just, not a lot of days we don't have something going on during the holidays. You mentioned a few of them. The Nutcracker has been a staple at the Rialto in Joliet for decades. I don't want to venture a guess how long it's been, but
right.
We have, on the 4th, we have Kansas coming, and Million Dollar Quartet on the 10th, and we have three movies we're showing during the holidays. We have It's a Wonderful Life, Polar Express, and Miracle on 34th Street.
Great
and
films.
All this is on our website, rialtosquare.com. We have a lot of good things happening.
Well, it's a great venue, and as our listeners can here, you are doing a great job booking the venue, and as sales and sponsorship director of the Rialto Square Theater, Jack Erickson, thank you so much for being with us, and Merry Christmas, and if I don't talk to you beforehand, a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us.
John, thanks for having me, and I hope to see you down here sometime soon.